Hallelujah. This month has been declared as our month of taking charge in destiny. More like taking charge of your destiny. More like being in charge in God's plan for your life. And the preservation message is titled Life and Destiny Preservation. Life and Destiny Preservation. Our objective is to understand the forces that are relevant for the preservation of a person's life and destiny. What forces are relevant? What forces are crucial? What forces are critical? Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. He said, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Hallelujah. I know what I'm thinking about you. I have plans for you. Plans to ensure that you end well. You don't end in shame. You don't end in disaster. And you are not cut short before your time. Beloved brothers and sisters, we live in a world today where life has become so precious by the escalation and multiplication of the activities of wicked people. Precious life. Talking of headsmen attacks, banditry, terrorism. We also live in a world where God's ordained destiny for man has become what I would call an endangered species. Becoming who you are meant to be in God. Becoming what God designed you to be is one of the greatest threats to the kingdom of darkness. Becoming what God has in store for you. That is why a lot of individuals fail to achieve all that God designed for them. Either they are alive and not relevant, or they are cut short before their time. And it's, so it's very important to know what to do for your life to be preserved and for your destiny to be preserved. There are 5 or 6 forces that I'm going to be dealing with for life and destiny preservation. Number 1, possess vision for living. Possess vision for living. Never come to the point in your life where you are without vision. Exist with the sense of purpose. That's the meaning. Possess vision for living. Exist with a sense of purpose. Proverbs chapter 29 and in verse 18. The Bible said, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he." Vision is a force for life. Vision is also a vehicle into the future. Again, vision is a force for life. People perish without vision. They flourish with vision. So, vision is a force for life. Also, vision is a vehicle into the future. He said, "Write the vision. Make it plain that he may run that readeth. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. At the end, he shall speak." So you ride in vision to arrive the future. The meaning is, If vision is absent and life is not cut short, progress is not possible. If vision is absent, rather, and life is not cut short, progress is still not possible. There is no motion without vision, no acceleration without vision. There is the abundance of stagnation in the absence of vision. So if your life is to be preserved and your destiny is to be preserved or your future, vision must be possessed. Job prolonged his days by vision. He said, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Vision was responsible for how Job remained until change came. Vision was responsible for the life and the results of Abraham. Genesis 13 and in verse 14 to verse 15. God speaking after Lot was separated from Abraham in verse 15. And the Lord said to him, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed forever. Anything you saw with Abraham or Abraham's descendants, the Jew today, the Jews, they are the product of Abraham's vision. Third example, I've told you of Job, I've told you of Abraham. Vision ensured that the life and destiny of Joseph were not aborted. It would have been easy for the life of Joseph to have been aborted when his brethren tried to put him in the pit. It would have been easy for his vision to die when he was abandoned and forgotten in the prison. But vision, it was possible for his destiny or future to have died when he was abandoned in the prison. But his vision remained alive. So his life and destiny could not be aborted. Beloved, if you want your life preserved and the future God has for you preserved and not destroyed, possess vision. Vision that is active. Vision that is reviewed. Number two, possess faith in God. Faith in God. Faith in God. Why is it necessary? First, faith is key to life. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4 said, the just shall live by his faith. Faith is key to life. Faith is key to life. The three Hebrew young men couldn't die in Nebuchadnezzar's fire because of faith. In Daniel chapter 3 verse 16 to verse 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. They couldn't burn. Because our God whom we serve is able to deliver us. Those boys, those young men would have been cut off, expired without faith in God. Second example, faith made the woman with the issue of blood whole. Faith made her whole. Her whole life and her whole destiny would have been completely wasted aside from faith in God. In Mark chapter 5, from verse 25, we saw the story of the woman with the issue of blood, a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years. Suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had, was not in Bethany, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. We know the rest of the story. This woman suffered miserably for 12 years. Until faith came alive. Faith rescued her life. You know, the life of all flesh is in the blood. Leviticus chapter 17 verse 11. So to be losing blood is to be losing life. Life was at stake. Destiny was at stake. But faith in God rescued that woman. So faith, first of all, I said, is key to life. And I have given you two examples. So faith is a life wire. Secondly, faith is a determinant of life's outcome. We don't live our life to faith. F-A-T-E. We live by faith. Apart from the fact that faith determines your life, your living, it also determines how you end, where you end. In Matthew chapter 9 verse 22, Jesus speaking to that daughter, same. But Jesus turned him about. And when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that day. Now Matthew 9, 29. Concerning the blind, he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. It is always unto everybody according to their faith. Not according to the family they came from. Not according to the nation they live in. Not according to the spell of a witch or a wizard. It's all to everyone according to their faith. Life's outcome is determined by faith. So, possess vision for your life to be preserved. For your destiny to be preserved. Possess faith. For your life to be preserved and for your destiny to be preserved. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. I decree today your life shall not be wasted. Your destiny shall not be wasted. You shall not be a victim of no vision in Jesus' name. Number three, avoid the wrong voice and company. If you want your life preserved, you want your destiny preserved, avoid the wrong voice and the wrong company. For two reasons. One, the voice you hear affects your life. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6, 63. Put a man consistently with the voice of a medical teacher. You produce a medical doctor. Put a person in touch consistently with the voice of a law teacher. You produce a lawyer. Put a person consistently with the voice of a criminal. You produce a criminal. The voice you hear affects your life. Second, the company you keep affects your outcome on earth. The company you keep. In Acts chapter 4 verse 13, the Bible says, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Avoid the wrong voice and the wrong company, because The voice you hear affects your life. The company you keep affects your outcome on the earth. You remember that the destiny of Adam and Eve, and in fact the destiny of the whole of the human race, was affected because Eve gave her ear to the serpent. Genesis chapter 3 from verse 1. She gave her ear to the serpent. You remember that Samson was cut short, both in his life and in his destiny, because he kept both the voice and the company of Delilah. Judges chapter 16, verse 16. And it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, that his soul was vexed to death. Delilah spoke until Samson's soul was pushed into death. Proverbs chapter 13 and then verse 20. It said, he that walketh with the wise shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. You shall not be destroyed. Please, if you value your life and you value your future, pay attention to the voices you hear. Pay attention to the company you keep. Your life shall not be wasted. Your destiny shall not be wasted. You believe that? Shout the Lord, amen. Shout the Lord, amen. Shout the Lord, must say amen. Possess vision for living. Number two, possess faith in God. Number three, avoid the wrong voice and company. This is preservation service. Number four, avoid the traps of evil. Avoid the traps of evil. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and in verse 13, the Bible speaking said, 1 Peter 3, and who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Two things to hear from here. One, you are on the pathway of harm if you are in the way of evil. You are on the pathway of harm if you are in the way of evil. Second is the opposite of this statement. If you are not in the way of evil, you are not in the path of harm. Please avoid evil. Evil in terms of wickedness, in terms of crookedness, in terms of iniquity, can cut off both life and destiny. Cut them off. We just saw Samson as a prime example. He was cut off by sin. Example number two, Achan. Joshua chapter 7, verse 20 to verse 25. Achan was cut off. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel. And thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment and 200 shekels of silver and a weight of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them. And behold, they are hid in the earth, in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran unto the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua, and unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver and the garment and the wedge of gold, and his sons and his daughters and his oxen and his asses and his sheep and his tent and all that he had, and they brought them unto the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned thee with stones and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. That was how a whole family, and let me say a whole generation of people, perished from Israel because of evil. Thirdly, example, is Gehazi. The destiny and the life of Gehazi were terminated by leprosy because of iniquity. The destiny and the life of Gehazi. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 25 to verse 27. But he went in and stood before his master. And Elisha said unto him, whence comest thou, Gehazi? And he said, thy servant went no whither. And he said unto him, went not my heart with thee? When the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee, is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and oliveyards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper that is white as snow. That was how the man ended his journey, with leprosy at the temple of evil. Judas Iscariot was cut short by evil. Will be our last example in this category. Beloved, you want your physical life to last, and you want your future to happen and not be cut short. First, possess vision. A vision for living. Exist with a sense of purpose. Second, possess faith in God. Believing that you are not, your life is not at the mercy of the devil or his forces. Third, avoid the wrong voice and the wrong company. And fourth, avoid the traps of evil. Number five, maintain prophetic, right? Maintain priestly or prophetic blessing and covering. Priestly or prophetic blessing and covering. Two things I would say. Hosea chapter 12 verse 13. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, was he preserved. One, your prophet or priest guarantees your preservation. Two, your prophet or priest guarantees your blessing. That's right. That's right. That is, who is the prophet over your life affects your preservation. And who is the priest or prophet over your life affects your blessing. Numbers chapter 6, verse 23, all the way to verse 26. Speak unto Aaron and unto his son, say, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and the Lord give you peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel and I will bless them. You remember the Bible says that the cluster of grape is found, Isaiah 65, I believe, verse 8. It said, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So the prophet preserves you. The prophet places the blessing upon your life that again prevents your destruction. When people don't have value for the prophetic or priestly covering, they don't have value for their own life. When people don't have value for the priest or prophetic covering, blessing, they don't have value for the blessing. Look at what David said to the men that came to him. In 1 Samuel chapter 22 and in verse 23. He said, "Abide thou with me, fear not." Under a solid prophetic covering, fear dies, fear is killed. "For he that seeketh my life, seeketh thy life." Vice versa. Anybody looking for you is looking for me. Anybody looking for me is looking for you. He said, "But with me, thou shalt be in safeguard." I don't think that David was speaking because of the power of his armor or because of his military expertise. But he was too aware that he had something on his life. What did he have on his life? Psalm 89 and in verse 20. And it's David himself that was speaking his exchanges with God. Verse 19. And then I'll read all the way to verse 23. "Then thou speakest in vision." David is speaking to thy Holy One. And you said to me, "I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one that is chosen out of the people. I found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy cannot exact upon him. The son of wickedness cannot afflict him." No wonder anybody under him is in safeguard. "I will beat down his foes before his face, plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted." That is David. So he said, "Come with me, you will be in safeguard." Beloved brothers and sisters, in the times that we are in, you cannot afford to be careless on the matter of your preservation and of your destiny. What have we said? That destiny is an endangered species, and that life has become so precious because of the escalation and multiplication of wickedness on the earth. And if we are going to live this one life, ensure you possess vision. Exist with a sense of purpose. No devil can cut you short. If you see there, they can't cut you short here. Second, possess faith in God. For without faith, it's impossible to move God. Faith is our life wire. Number three, avoid the wrong voice and the wrong company. Whose voice are you hearing now? Who speaks into your life? Who is your closest friend? It can determine your preservation or your destruction. Number four, avoid the traps of evil. Number five, maintain priestly or prophetic blessing and covering. One thing I want you to know about priestly or prophetic blessing and covering is the administration of the forces of the Spirit. One of them is the anointing with oil. "He suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, 'Touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm.'" Psalm 105 and in verse 15. Another one is the blood of Jesus. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 12. He says, "As for thee, by the blood of thy covenant, you have set forth prisoners from the pit wherein there is no water. Turn you to the strongholds, you prisoner of faith, prisoners of hope." Zechariah 9, 11 and 12. The priest and the prophet administer the forces, speak prophetic over your life, releases the power of the name of Jesus, and guarantee your preservation. And I stand here today with the same prophetic and apostolic mantle to announce to you, you cannot be cut short before your time. In the name of Jesus, you shall fulfill your days. In the name of Jesus, if you believe the word you just said, stand up on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Lift up your hands and say after me, say, "In the name of Jesus, I shall fulfill my days. I shall reach my future. I shall reach my destiny. Say, Father, help me with fresh vision in the name of Jesus. Give me the baptism of the spirit of faith alive, afresh in the name of Jesus. Father, deliver me from the wrong voice
and the wrong
company. In the name of Jesus. Father, help me to avoid the traps of evil.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, I connect with prophetic and priestly covering today and mantle. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and just pray in the spirit. Thank you for what you just said. Let us separate. Jesus, precious name.
Amen.
The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.